Friday, Terra Majda Yudhas, 7, Topshin Ein, Sein, Rebchanech Greenblatt.
Once again, the title this morning, as you probably saw on the notice, is Dirsho Highlights, which once again, we're going to explore some halachas that were learned by tens of thousands of Yidden across the globe in the Daf Yomi Ba'alacha program of Dirshu over the last month. I want to start with a Hamadiyah news piece that someone showed me in the last, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, where following the recent terrorist attack, the tragedy that happened so close to our home. So the Queen came up from London to visit the victims in the hospital. So the story, as it's printed over there, is that when she was walking around the hospital, she met a Jewish man. This man was dressed in a formal wear. And she asked him, "Are you a doctor?" So he said, "No, I'm an Orthodox Jew." So she said to him, "How lucky you are. Adkan Hamadiyah." Is the story true? Probably not, because otherwise it wouldn't be in the newspaper. But I do know that a part of the story is definitely true, because I heard that Ayid was here, and he went to the MRI. He had an appointment over there. And when he was there, suddenly he sees the Queen walk out of the car in front of him. And what did he do? He said a brocha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, she'nosan mikvodoy lebosar adam. And the question I'd like to start with today is that correct? Should one be saying a brocha when he sees the Queen of England? And it all starts, Taka, with the Sivan Shulchan Aruch, which we learned this month in Reish Chof Dalet. Shulchan Aruch says, Al malchei obd kechavim oimei baruch she'nosan mikvodoy lebosar adam. If you see a king, a goyshe king, you say this bracha. And the question is, what about a king or a queen nowadays? Does that halacha still apply? Why should it not apply? So that's the question here. Let's see. You see, it all starts really with the line of Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah discusses what happens if you haven't got a king or a queen, but you've got someone who's a very powerful figure. In those days, they had the porets, or the duke that ran this local area. And that fellow could do what he wanted. Although he wasn't the king of the country, but he had free reign of exactly what he wanted to do in that area. And says in Mishnah Berurah, the Lashon Hazazai, Hashiltainim she'ein oil melech aleihem l'shanis divreihem. If you have a sultan, some sort of a ruler, where the king doesn't stop him, v'don v'hoirig b'mishpot, he kills, he does it with everyone. If someone gets him upset, off with his head. So if that's the case, says Mishnah Berurah, mevarich aleihem, you can say a bracha on these people, even though they're not a king. So those that want to suggest, that you can see from this Mishnah Berurah, so how do you turn someone, when can you make a bracha on someone? That's if someone's don v'hoirig kiritzayna, you can just do what he wants. But if someone can't do what he wants, then no powers, you can't say a bracha. So it brings us to this Shiloh, the Queen of England. Someone told me, by the way, I haven't checked it up, but someone told me that up until 1998, the Queen had the power to kill at will. Someone told me, I don't know if it's true. But since then, she hasn't. Okay? So the question is, can you make a bracha on the Queen of England? That's the first question. Lamaisa, they talk about this in the tshuvas. Shevet HaLevi, Vazan Zechon Levracha, has a tshuva about, not about the Queen of England, but about the kings nowadays. And he says, it's pasha by him, you can say a bracha. Why? He says, because this whole Mishnah Berurah is talking about someone who's not naturally a king. They're not really at the top of the country. So you might tell me, if that's the case, I can't say a bracha. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and he says, no. That because, at the end of the day, he has the power to kill and to do whatever he wants, so even if he's not a king, he's also like a king, and therefore, you can say a bracha. However, says the Shevet HaLevi, if you've got someone who's naturally a king, and there's no one higher up in the country than this person, they're up there at the top, so you don't need any svaras, don v'hoireg, you don't need anything to the king. So of course, they have the covered of a king, and you say a bracha, shenosam mikvoidoi lebasav adam.
Did you say it in an informal situation or anyone in the whole pomp and circumstance?
It's coming soon. Very good. That's the first. That's Shevet HaLevi. Rav Moshe Sternbuch, soll er gesund sein, in Shuvas Hanhoges, so he also speaks about it, but he, being an Englishman, discusses the Queen of England. And he says, He speaks about the queen, and he says it's also pasha by him that you can say a bracha on the queen. Why? He says because, first of all, no law that gets passed in this country, it can be passed without her approval. That's going to go. It's got to go through her. So technically speaking, if she decides that something's not going to happen, then it's not going to happen. Right. So officially,
no queen signature is not valid.
Yeah, oh, that's right. So you need a signature. So first of all, every rule in the country, every law has to go through her. And secondly, he says, if someone were to decide that from now on he doesn't want a Queen of England, there's nothing we can do about it. The royal family's there. He says, for instance, let's say that the Prime Minister of America, what do you call the President? President of America. Yeah, let's say Trump would visit Eretz Yisrael, for instance. And you've got some Yidden, they want to know, do we say a bracha on him? So says Rav Moshe Sternbuch, he can't say a bracha. Why? Because he's not ruling the country. The country are ruling him. Because if they decide they don't like the way he's behaving, then they'll just vote for someone else. And before you know, he's out. So Meili, he hasn't really got power. He's been elected. Masha Ein Kein, says Rav Moshe Sternbuch, when it comes to the Queen of England, she's there. Yeah? That's her job. That's who she is and why she's not elected. And therefore, he says, it's pasha by him that you can say a bracha on the Queen. However, there's a very important condition here when it comes to this shaila. A very important condition, which was mentioned earlier. And it starts with a story that the Gemara brings us in Brochus. And the Gemara says that Rav Sheshes was once standing there, and the king went past, and he said a brocha. Now the problem is that Rav Sheshes was blind. And if he was blind, then he didn't see the king. So how could Rav Sheshes say this brocha? And it wasn't only a story in the Gemara, it's halacha l'maisa. Mishnah Berurah paskens, Avdem Reish Chav Dalid, if someone's blind and the king walks past, then he says a bracha. Which is a big problem. What's pshat? Why? How can he say l'chayr? All the brachas are ear. You see this, you see that. It's only when you see. If you don't see, you can't say a bracha. So how could Rav Sheshes, how can we, halacha l'maisa, paskin that someone is blind, at least someone who turned blind during his lifetime, he can say a bracha? And the question is why? Sorry? He doesn't say Kiddush Levana? I'm not sure. We'll check. But Kipshutai on the Bruchas Ari'i, you don't say a bracha. So why are you saying a bracha? So again, the Paschim say, you can see from this story that the gedder of the bracha one says on the king isn't a gedder of Bruchas Ari'iya. That when you see it, you say a bracha. It's a whole different gedder. It's a get up when you feel the malchus and the cover that the king is afforded, at that point we say a bracha. So when Rav Sheshes was standing there, and everything, with however many people were standing there, and this whole pomp and the whole matzah of the king coming past, and then suddenly everything went quiet, and it's just the king coming past, he felt, it was tangible, that excitement and that cover they were giving the king, and because of that he said the bracha. If that's the case, we've got two big nafkaminas lemaisa. If the gedder of Birchas Ari'iya, it's not Birchas Ari'iya, the gedder of Birchas HaMelech is not Birchas Ari'iya, but it's a whole different gedder, we've got two nafkaminas, says Rav Moshe Sternbuch Lein Shuvah. Number one is what happens if someone, like I said, most of my Mancunians here, for us in London, there's a big building in London, it's called Buckingham Palace. If you're going past Buckingham Palace, and the Queen happens to be taking some fresh air, she goes to the window and opens the window, do you say a bracha? So let's clear Shaila. If the vault is the Birchas Ari'iya, that when you see the king or the queen, you say a bracha, fine, I've seen the queen, I say a bracha. But says Rav Moshe Sternbuch, if what? If the vault is not a Birchas Ari'iya, but rather it's a bracha that you have nispol when you see Malchus, so that's only when you see Malchus with the whole pamalia shalai, with the whole pomp that comes with Malchus. If you see a woman going to open the window, then that doesn't show you Malchus. And therefore, we wouldn't be able to say the bracha. That's also a question. The Emma says, the possum discuss what happens if the whole convoy, the whole entourage comes past, and then this golden carriage in the middle, and you don't actually catch a glimpse, there's a shtaka in the possum, there's a very shtaka tzad, you should say bracha. Yeah, because of this Rav Sheshes. That's right. So that's his shayla. Rav Moshe Sternbuch clears, is the palace in itself enough to make that matzu? Or does it have to be the whole... yeah, you're right. This guy, he does, that's his suffix over there. He's not sure. He says maybe the actual, the whole matzav, the actual palace with the guards in front is enough for a matzav. He's not sure about that. You might need the whole, everything that comes when she's coming past with the soldiers before and after and the security and the whole. That's unclear. But you can see the shayla over here. The shayla over here is, it has to, it can't just be a queen. It has to be the matzav that comes with the queen. If she's there, but it's...
It's the person. She's the queen.
Mm-hmm. But that's... You could say that. But you could say, no, that's only for the gerei b'chas ha-ri'iyah. So I've seen her. She's there. But if the vod is shenasa mikvoy do elavas, I have to see the kovet sheboy. Shenasa mikvoy do elavas, I haven't seen the kovet. And therefore, you can't say... That's the sofik here. That's why he says you should make a bracha without Hashem or Malchus. You can't say Hashem's name without... in that kind of setup. And it'll make a big nafkam in. Now, inshallah, I don't know exactly what happened in the hospital here in Manchester. But if she just turned up and she got out of the car and walked in, there's always going to be something. The question is it enough? Is it enough that this is going to be the queen? Or is it... I don't know if it's excitement that's mechayev the brocha. It's the kovet shabbat. The kovet.
Which is the longest rain bar,
I hear what you're saying. So this, you can understand, this is it's a bit of a grey area. Exactly what's magdi enough of a kovet. Therefore, he's a bit worried about her. He says you should only sit without Hashem and Malchus when you haven't got her. I don't think so. Because it's the kovet we're looking for over here. That's that, okay. Now I'm going to tell you another nafkamina. Not everybody's going to be so happy with me. But the second nafkamina is Azai. I've got a question. We know if you see a king, then you say a bracha of Shanasa Mikoy Levas Avadam. Now what happens if you see a queen? Does the same apply to a queen? Why should it... Oh, so the wife of the king or the husband of the queen, so that hasn't got a din of a melech. But the question is, what happens if you see the melech, but it's not melech, it's a malka, it's a queen, why should it be any different? I'll tell you why. Are you allowed to say a broch on something you shouldn't be looking at? That's my question.
Yeah?
Very good. Right. So you're going to say to me, that no, there's an issa staklus on an isha. You're not meant to be gazing at an isha, but stam, seeing an isha is okay, and therefore it should be a problem with that. The emes says there's a mishnah brura later on the gabi shechiyonu. There's a halacha: if you see a friend who you haven't seen for 30 days, and you're really excited to see him, then you say shechiyonu. We don't do that. We don't say that bracha anymore nowadays, simply because the poskim say because we're not honest enough nowadays. Now imagine if we would say shechiyonu and anyone would be excited to see, yeah. So if someone walks in and you say hi and you say to you, Shechiyon, oh, of course, Shechiyon, I'm going to say bracha, yeah? So we can't trust ourselves anymore with Shechiyon. We don't say that bracha. But the Maisa in Shulchan Aruch is halacha l'maisa that you say a Shechiyon on somebody you haven't seen for 30 days. And the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah says, whether it's a man or it's his wife, sister, daughter, or mother. And he says in Shaar Tzion, because it can't be another woman because you're not meant to be looking. Yeah? And he says, and even if you happen to see her, but you can't say it's a musaq of Shechiyon or of the simcha of seeing another woman, if there's something we really wouldn't be listening. Mishnah Berurah says this, I'm not saying that. So therefore, comes a question over here, come on, say a bracha on the queen. Yeah? So here again, says in Moshe Steinbuch, he discusses this, and he says that if the bracha is a birchas hara'iyah, it's the bracha because you're seeing her, you say a bracha. Then you can start clearing. Should be seeing her, shouldn't be seeing her. I don't know, you can discuss that between yourself. But if the bracha isn't brichas ha-ri'iyah, the bracha is simply the excitement and the cover that's going on when this person walks in, and you don't necessarily have to see her, Rav Sheshi didn't even see her, or see him, then the halacha is you can definitely say a bracha on the queen, even if you shouldn't be looking at her. Therefore, halacha l'maisa, what counts up this story is, if one sees the Queen of England, then yes, he says a bracha, av shenasa mikvoy b'levas v'adam. However, if it's not with all the pomp and ceremony that comes with it, then he won't be able to say Hashem Malchus, he should say without Hashem Malchus.
Why is it that the president's also got
But it's a good question. I'll tell you what it is, because his is a temporary, if he can be out, but I don't know the rules, you've got to know the constitution in America, I don't know, every country is probably different. But first of all, even if he can, but it's only temporary. It's only because we've allowed him to do that for his term of contract, whatever, 2 years, 4 years, however long it is. And then it's all over. So he's bound to the contract. This poritz, he can do what he wants till someone kills him and someone moves him away. He can do what he wants. So he's the ultimate, he's the, as far as boss of, Kvoido, boss of Adam goes, he's about as far as he can go. Yeah. Whereas the president, Very good. Now moving up from a king, we're going to move up to Chachmei Yisrael. What happens if someone sees Chachmei Yisrael, Sifin Shulchan Aruch, of what? Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that he says a brach of what? She'asher baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam, she'cholak mi'chachmosoi li'reov. Yeah, slightly different nusach, right? 2 points. Number one, it's not lebosov adom, it's li'reov. Why? Because he's Yirei Shamayim, right? It's li'reov. There's another very important difference over here. That one sees a Goyish king, he says, she'nosan mi'kvoidoi. When we see a God Ladar, we say, she'cholak mi'chachmosoi. Both mean more or less the same thing, that Kaddish Baruch Hu gave Kavod, who gave Chochmah. So why is one Nosan and one Cholak? Say the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, another Poskim. Because a Yid is a Chelek Hashem. And he's Dovuk by Kaddish Baruch Hu. So therefore, when a Kaddish Baruch Hu gives a Tzaddik his Nosan mi Chochmosai, he's not Nosan, not only Nosan mi Chochmosai, he's Cholak mi Chochmosai. This Tzaddik is a Chelek of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And therefore, on a Yid, it's a past Aloshin from Shecholak mi Chochmosai. And that's the bracha we would make on Chachmei Yisrael. So a Jewish king, one would say, Shecholak mikvoidoi li'reov. That's right. Yeah? That's a good Jewish king. Sorry? Not if it's a Yid. If it's a Yid, it's always li'reov. If it's a Goy, it's the Bas of Adam. Now comes the Aruch HaShulchan, and he wants to throw a span in the works nowadays. He says that was in the days when there's a Gemara, Chachmosai, God Ladair, Boki Bekola Terekula. He says, how do you know what stage you have to have reached to be able to say this bracha of Shecholak mi Chachmosai li'reov? How do we know if we have that type of level of Talmud Chacham nowadays on who we can say that bracha? And therefore the Aruch HaShulchan comes along and he says, we shouldn't say that bracha nowadays. However, come out all the poskim, argue, and they say no. Of course, if we would see someone who does reach that level, whatever the level is, we see him, it's Hashem, then we say a bracha of Shecholak Mechachmasai Le'Yireel, right? Even nowadays, whatever is considered the right level, we would say a bracha on. So what is the right level? It's a very hard question, yeah? So, I mean, they say a story, I don't know, they say someone once walked into Rav Moshe Feinstein and asked him, can I say a bracha on you? So he thought for a minute and he said yes. That's what, I don't know if it's true. That's a story I heard, yeah? I mean, you can be an honor, but halacha l'maisa, you've got to know, you know, you can't pass me wrong. So the shad is, what's the geder of a Talmud Chacham on which we should say this bracha? So Ramesh, again, Rav Ozner to the rescue, and he says, tell you his nusach. His nusach is, shemakubul b'bnei ador, that he's been accepted amongst the people of that generation, shechachmosei chochmas ha-toira amitis, that his chochma is emesa true chochmas ha-toira, v'loimid bo lishma, and he learns toira lishma. Okay, so it's a very hard thing for us to know, but he's helped us. He said it's makubal b'bnei ador. If he's been accepted within Klal Yisrael as someone as a god lador, he's learning Torah Amit, he's learning Torah Lishma, his chochmas chochna Torah, then he can say a bracha. I remember I was once coming in to Rav Ozner's house, and outside was his son, Bad Lachayim Tovim, Reb Chaim Ozner, in his own right, a great Pesach today in Bnei Brak. He used to live in London. I was there with a group of friends, and we asked Rav Chaim Vosner, as we walked in, can we say a bracha on your father? So he said to us, he said, yes, you can say a bracha, but say it quietly, because if he hears you, he'll get very upset. Yeah? Which is what we did. Adach and Maisa. Good, yeah. That's right. Yeah, every generation can feel a generation. Yeah, very good. So, yeah, I remember when I was learning in Gateshead Yeshiva, Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg came to Gateshead. If you remember, it was there once he came. And Rav Rakov, Zechon Levracha, the Rav, Gateshead Rav, he came out and he made fun of everybody. He said the bracha b'shem Malchus, she'cholak mi'chachmasai li'reov. Why not? Yeah, you're right. So it has to be someone, so it's clear, it has to be someone who's makubal in that doyer as someone who's lomet Torah lishma, chachmosei chachmavitis. You're right. You mean if chas v'shalom, there would be a doyer where there would be no, then there would be, you're right. But there will always be Torah, there will always be Torah in Klal Yisrael, and we have to sound, yeah. So we have Baruch Hashem, we have these people, we have this geder that Rav Ozner has given us. He actually says, Rav Ozner says, I remember once when Tzafas Paneach, the Rogachover, came to Wien, and I remember we said a brach on him, Rav Ozner writes to them, Shuvah. So it's been done. I saw an interesting story, the Chasa Seifer, apparently, the Chasa Seifer once met Rav Meshulam Igra. And when he walked in, said the Chasam Sofer, Pasach Ba'omad, says in the Sefer, he called out and he says, Tana Rabbonon, Aroya Chachmi Yisrael, Oymeh, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elikeinu Melech HaOlam. And he said the Baruch HaVashem HaMalchus while quoting the Braisa. Yeah? See the Chasam, but he said, Baruch HaMaisa. Actually, Shlomo Zalman says in Shuvah, he goes through the brachas we're going to make Be'ezus Hashem when Mashiach comes. But we've got to prepare ourselves, yeah? Machakalei b'chol yom sheyavoi. When Mashiach arrives, what are we going to say when we greet Mashiach, Be'ezus Hashem? So he says, you've got to say four brachas. Yeah, it's good we're prepared. Number one is Shecholak michachmos eliyav, of course. Yeah, Mashiach alein, number one. Number two is the bracha of Chacham HaRozim. Chacham HaRozim is a bracha when the Shishim Ribo Yeklal Yisrael, 600,000 Yidden get together and say it's Chacham HaRozim. When Mashiach comes, of course, he says it's going to be, the whole of Klal Yisrael is going to go out to greet Mashiach. You're going to have Shishim Ribo Yidden. So of course, we're going to say Chacham HaRozim. Number three, he says we're going to say, is Cholak Michvoidoi Lireov. Because he's Melech HaMashiach. And if he's Melech HaMashiach, then we're going to say a bracha on him as a king, but a different bracha than we had till now, Lahavdil, on the Goy. But we're going to say, of Shecholak Michachmosoi Lemikvoidoi Lireov. And number four, he says, of course, we will be saying Shechionu when Mashiach comes. So we've got those four brachas together. That's Shecholak Michachmosoi Lireov, Chacham HaRozim, Shecholak Mikvoidoi Lireov, and Shechion. Those are the four brachas. Sorry? So Shecholak, if it's Michachmosoi, I imagine it's Birchus Riyah, yeah. Because there you're saying on the Chochmah that you see, not on the covered that's afforded the person. Right? The covered you feel when the covered's given to him, the Chochmah is the Etzema person, I would think. That's a Birchus Riyah. Which one? 600,000? Yeah, 600,000 Yidden has a bracha of Chacham HaRozim. That's right. One should say, anyone there should have said that bracha of yeah. Yeah. It's a very beautiful bracha. We think about it, the kavana that we have. Chacham HaRozim is pshat. You think about that. Kaddish Baruch Hu's created. You know, the greatest artist, how many faces can he draw? 100, 200, you know, 10,000 faces. How many faces? Rabbi Yisrael has created hundreds of thousands of people. Every single one is different. You know, it's such a chiddush when you find two people that look alike. What was going on? Identical twins. You get so excited. I saw something. He looked exactly like the other friend. Millions of people. Everybody's different, right? Not only that, Kishem Shapatzafein and Domus, so too there. In Deusein Shainis. You've got different middas and six others. It's phenomenal. We see that. We see Haram, Chacham. And not only that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every person different middas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on inside every single mind. That's the Baruch of Chacham HaRozim. Chacham HaRozim is secrets. Chacham HaRozim, he's the Chacham of all the Rozim, he knows the secret in every person's mind. The 600 people standing here, we say that bracha. Chaim Meisim is after not seeing someone for 12 months. So again, that goes under the category of Shechion. Shechion after 30 days, Chaim Meisim after 12 months, and the Meisim, we don't say either of these brachas. Because again, it has to be a simcha, and we don't really know what the level of simcha is when a person sees. Are we going to be honest? Yeah. There are certain cases when the person will allow us to say, for instance, if you heard that someone was very ill, and then he sees him for the first time after he's recovered, then it would allow. But generally speaking, we don't say these brachas.
Good.
That's another point. It's another reason why we might not say the bracha nowadays. Yeah, very good. Okay, I want to move on to the next bracha, which was discussed actually also in this month. It's a very interesting bracha, and it's a bracha of Baruch Shepetrani. The Bar Mitzvah. There's a minig after the Aliyah of the Mitzvah boy, and the father says, Baruch Shepetrani Menon Shoshalzeh. I want to discuss a little bit the background about this bracha and when it applies. Very interesting. Rami says there's no Gemara about this bracha. No Gemara about it. The whole Makor of this bracha is a Medrash. It's a Medrash in Parshas Toldos, and the Medrash goes through, it's talking about Yaakov and Esav, Vayigdula and Orim, Vayi Esav, they were both doing fine, these two little kids, and then they became Bar Mitzvah, and then one went this way, one went that way. Yaakov and Esav. And the Medrash finishes off and it says that Omre Belozer, Tzorech Odom Litapel Benoi Ad Yud Gimel Shana, a person has to look after Mechanech his child until he reach how old? 13. What happens then? Vikam Va'ilech Tzorech Shiyem Ha'Boruch Shepetrani Me'on Shosholzeh. From then on, he has to say a bracha, Baruch Shepetron. The Maril says, look, Azayishtet in Medrash. That Medrash is quoted by Mordechai, who's one of the Rishonim. And therefore says the Maril, Halach Lamaisa, when the Maril's son was Bar Mitzvah, the Maril stood up and he says, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elikeinu Melech Ha'olam, Shepetroni, Mitnam Shasholzeh. With Shema Malchus. Because that's the. In fact, it wasn't only the Maril, the Gaon passing that way. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, on his children, had the Bar Mitzvah, he said, with Shema Malchus, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elikeinu Melech Ha'olam, Shepetroni, Mitnam Shasholzeh. However, why don't we say it with Shema Malchus? Because the Darkei Moshe comes along and he says, at the end of the day, it's not mentioned in the Gemara. And to say a bracha that's not mentioned in the Gemara with Shema Malchus is something that the Ramah in Darkei Moshe doesn't like. And therefore he says, but I don't want to miss it out, because it's a Medrash and the Maril did it, and therefore we should say the bracha without Shema Malchus, which is Al Minik. The question is when to say this bracha. When do we say it? So the MS is, the ideal time really for this bracha is on the day that the boy becomes Bar Mitzvah. So he states really in Magen Avraham, he starts off by saying, on the day he becomes Bar Mitzvah, there's a bracha, oh, Baruch Shem Hashem Shalzeh. But he does finish off and he says that the minig has become to say that bracha on the first time where it's evident that this boy is Bar Mitzvah. When's it evident he's Bar Mitzvah? When he gets an aliyah. Gets an aliyah, and now everybody can see he's Bar Mitzvah, then the father gets up and says, Baruch Shem Hashem Shalzeh. It's interesting, the Magen Avraham says, when he gets an aliyah, all he does is Fan Omid. Because he couldn't daven for an omid before he was Bar Mitzvah. So l'chayra, according to this, if the child davens for an omid before his aliyah, yeah, could well happen. He's only going to get his aliyah. Yeah, they like the boys like daven for an omid already at the night of Bar Mitzvah. So then, according to this, he should say it then.
They usually lead the zimon at the first thing
they do. Maybe zimon, yeah.
And they never say that.
Good. So l'chayra, we should, according to this, then l'chayra, one should say it, like he's saying Zimon. But l'maisa, for some reason, the minhag has become in Klal Yisrael that one says Baruch Shem Petroni at the... Oh, good. You mean, there's no problem with him getting maftir, but you mean, enachanama, the father shouldn't say Baruch Shem Petroni when he gets maftir. So he can get mafti, but the father should wait for his bracha till gets a real aliyah that only God can get. It's a good point. Interesting. We say mafti. It's an interesting point. But amais we do. The Bar Mitzvah boys do get mafti, and they. Yeah, but we want it to see nikkah. We want it to see. You mean? But we do it at the time when it's nikkah. I'm not sure. It's an interesting question. I don't know. What am I saying? That's the minik. Interesting. Now, just Pasha, what's pshat in this bracha? When we say bracha, b'chani shel anshin shel zeh, what's pshat in the bracha? And it's very interesting. There's two completely different pshatim in this bracha. I want to explain it to you. The pasha de pshat, which is the Magen Avraham says pshat is that a father has a chiyuv to mechanach his child until he's bar mitzvah. And if he's not mechanach the child the way he should do, and this child doesn't behave himself and he does averus, then the father's going to be punished for the fact that he didn't. Was Machanach his child. And therefore, at the time of the Bar Mitzvah, when the child grows up, and then he accepts responsibility for his Averis, so the father doesn't have responsibility anymore, and then he says, Baruch Shem Petroni. There's another completely different reason, which is the Levush. Levush says that we find a Gemara that says that Bonim Ketanim on Mesin Bavoy Navien. That if a child on Bar Mitzvah was Nifta, it can be because of the Averis of the father. So if this child survived, so the father can say a bracha, Baruch Shem Petroni on Shalzeh, he's really saying, he's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving this child, firstly for saving this child from his Averis, but that's a bit of a problem because the Nusach doesn't really fit. It's Baruch Shem Petroni on Shalzeh, right? Save the father, not the child. So the pshat is the machzah shekel, the mafashim explained, the pshat is because had something happened to the child, then the father would also have been punished for that. And therefore, he says the bracha of Baruch Shem Petroni. Now, I've got a question over here, maybe you can help me. And the question is, what about at a bas mitzvah? Should one say Baruch Shem Petroni at a bas mitzvah? Any offers?
When is it nikah?
Sorry? When is it nikah? Very good. When is it nikah? That's going to be the bottom line, the stomach. But Lechaira, we saw Nikah's Be'etzem Ekadin, the time of that bracha is when it turns Bar Mitzvah, the time of the birthday. So why is a Bas Mitzvah any different? She hasn't got Chiyuvei Mitzvah, or when she becomes a Gedolah, she's got Chiyuvei Mitzvah. Complete. Very good point. Very good point. Sorry?
It's a bracha which has to be said with a minion. You don't usually have a minion.
But who says we need a minion for Vachshavan? Yeah, if. And Lechaira, it's not. It's
right.
Goimov, yeah. But this is Lechaira. It doesn't say in the middle, you need a Dovash Vakdusha. So it's not my question. It's a question that's posed by already. On the Medrash, on the side of that Medrash is a Pirusha Radal, David Luria, Talmud of the Gaon. He's on the side of the Medrash. And he asks, why don't we say that bracha on girls? So since we don't, we don't say the bracha on a bas mitzvah. So the question is, why not? So he suggests a big chiddush, and he wants to say the bracha. This bracha is niskan be'ika on the chiyuv of the father to teach his son Torah. A father has a chiyuv to teach his son Torah, and if he doesn't, then he's going to get punished. And when he reaches bar mitzvah, then he is exempt from that chiyuv, and therefore he says bracha shtaran shalom shazeh. But that's only for a boy. A girl has no chiyuv to teach Torah. Yeah, some of the seminaries might not agree with me, but there's no chiyuv for the father to teach, and therefore he doesn't have a chiyuv to say bracha shtaran. So he wants to say it's the bracha was niskan on the chiyuv chinuch for Torah. That's his chiddush. That's right. So he had a chiyuv to be mechanech this child to limud haTorah till the bar mitzvah, and had he not done so, he would have been punished. But now this bar mitzvah, he won't have that punishment anymore, and therefore he says bracha shtaran shalom shazeh. And that would explain why we don't have it. For that's what he's coming to explain. He says, this is why, this was a shtickle Torah that Radal said. He says, I've written that whole shtickle Torah at my son's bar mitzvah. You can go and have a look at my drushim of this shayla. That was one chiddush. But it's big chiddush, right? Kipshutai, then we're talking about all the chiyuv chinuch. So why is it any different? So we've got a few minutes just to work through the two talmim over here. Don't forget, we have two talmim for this bracha. Yeah? One is because he was meant to be mechanech his child, and one is because, in case, chas v'shalom, this child would have been killed because of it. So if we go through the second talmim, the Levush, and Levush says that the reason is because the child might be punished. So it's a serious question. Because why should there be any difference between a son and a daughter? The Rambam says the reason why a child is punished b'avoyin aviv is because kinyonehu, it's his kinyon, right? Which derech agav.
The girl is more kinyon than the boy because he can be mekadesh.
Chayra, girl should be the same kinyon. Why should be any different? Just remind you, just thinking of there's a everybody asks, and it's a bit off the point. This it's a matter in Mois Tzor, we say we talk about Purim in Mois Tzor. Yeah? Also off the point. We say, Roiv Bonov v'kinyonov ala itz talisos. Everybody asks, we know that Roiv Bonov were hung up there, yeah? We know that that the Roiv Bonov, they state. Why is that the children of Harmon are hung up? But where's the kinyonim? Where do we find the kinyonim are hung up? Yeah? Everybody's got their Purim Torah on it. But Rav Shach once said on Chanukah, and Leil Shabbos Chanukah, he gave a drosha, and Arya Duna was there, he wrote it in one of his svarim. And he said, Pshat is because in Rambam state, that a goy owns a kinyan aguf in his child. It says, Mehem tikno eved va'omo, you can go and buy the child off the father. So they've got a kinyan aguf in the child. So come to us that a child is really kinyonim of the father. So when it's roiv bonov v'kinyonim, it's a double loshen really. It's like for the poetic license, it's got double loshen. That the children of Haman will hang up the kinyon of that of Haman. Okay, back upon the children are kinyon. Sorry? Good. So that's a kinyan, but that's only by goy. But his kinyan aguf is only by goy. By a yid, there's no din of kinyan aguf on the children. But he's got a certain kinyan, as Eishtei in Rambam, and that's where it comes from. This halach is Gemara that bonim meisim ba'avoy naviyim. So Mamela, we had such a very shtak akasha. What's the difference between a son and a daughter? And the prima godim asks this question.
What's the onesh on the daughter? Because she's petura from the mitzvot say she has man grama. So what's the onesh on the daughter and the son?
For those mitzvahs, that's true, but she's got other mitzvahs. So that's really what the Prima Golem says. Prima Golem says you have to say, according to Levush, that, let's move on to the next one, 1 second. So on that is very shre. According to Levush is very shre. If the reason is because the children might be punished for the father, then we don't really understand the difference between a son and a daughter. According to the Magen Avraham, the reason why he says, Baruch Shebetrani, is because till now he had a chiyuv to mechanech, and he would have been punished had he not been mechanech. And now that he's bar mitzvah, he's not going to be punished anymore. So again, we have a question: why does it change between a son and a daughter? So the Prima Godin suggests that that because she doesn't have so many mitzvahs yet, she doesn't have so many mitzvahs at all. So the full level of chinuch doesn't apply to this daughter because a lot of mitzvahs she doesn't do. Therefore, we don't say the bracha on the daughter. You know, by the way, there's a whole nidin in the poskim whether there is a mitzvah chinuch on the daughter. Right? There's a in Magen Avraham, he brings kamat mafurshi gemara in Nozi that there's no mitzvah of chinuch on a daughter. We don't paskin that way, but there's a whole nidin. The ma'isa we don't paskin that way. And Shabur and Shimon Gimel doesn't paskin that way. Tiflis, yeah. Okay, either way, so there's a bit of a problem. And the stammer, the answer is like you were saying before. If we want to know why don't we say Baruch Shebetrani on a girl, the answer is probably because the minig is that we would only say Baruch Shebetrani at the Aliyah, and when it's Barabim, we don't have that. We don't bring this girl up Barabim at all to the Kaya Mitzvahs, and therefore we wouldn't say a bracha. So just to misakim very quickly what we had, again, to make a bracha on a king, yes, we say a bracha on a king. Yes, we say a bracha on a queen, as long as they're there in the full pomp. That's number one. Number two, on a god l'ador, someone who's mekubel b'bnei ador, as someone who's learned Torah lishma and chachmosei chachma amitis, he's got the real chachma l'atayra, then we would say a bracha on them with Shema Malchus. That's the minig. And a Baruch Shebetrani, there is the although many would say it with Shem Hashem, and even the Mishnah Berurah finishes off, he says, if you want to say it with Shem Hashem, it's Nishkefelech, Ein Meichem B'yodah, he quotes a Chaya Odom. But the Maisa, the Minig, is without Shema Malchus, and although it should be said, really, it can be said from the Bar Mitzvah, the Minig is to say it at the first time when he comes out publicly as a Bar Mitzvah, which is, and the Minig has become, by laning, and we don't say a bracha on a girl, probably because we'll never get to this stage of being Barab.
Yeah. In view of this, it's a histaklos, even allowing for the